Hello, hello, and hello. My name is Robert Eng, and I'm going to be the co-host for this lovely popcorn and pop culture podcast. And all the way, hailing from Florida, is Michael Sheehan.
Yo, this is Michael Sheehan coming from the Big FL down here in Florida.
The Big FL. I feel like that could be used as an acronym for something inappropriate.
Anyway,
So Mike is calling in through Skype, so I'm going to sound a lot clearer than he is, but we're still going to listen to everything Mike says. Just because he's calling through Skype doesn't mean his opinion doesn't matter.
That's very true. Thank you for that, Rob.
You're welcome. So this is our first episode. This is the Popcorn and Pop Culture Podcast, and that is a tongue twister, by the way. If I mess up saying that, or if Mike messes up saying that, we apologize. But yeah, basically, we're just going to throw a lot of short segments throughout this podcast about movie news, TV news, any type of pop culture or entertainment news, and we're going to keep them brief. So, you know, you're on a 15-minute jog or just like, you know, a 20-minute break from work, you could just tune in and listen to what we have to say about anything recent in the entertainment business. Is that right, Mike?
That's absolutely right. We're here to educate and entertain.
Oh, I like it. All right, so Mike, what is our first topic going to be on this podcast?
So we're going to talk about the R-rated animated film phenomenon. Most recently, Sausage Party has been released. It's out in theaters right now. So hopefully by the time you're seeing this, you may have already seen it, the film. Or you may have a wonderful chance to go see it.
Right. Disclaimer, Mike and I, we have not seen the movie yet. But
yeah, we have not seen it, so we can't spoil anything for you.
Right, this is going to be completely spoiler-free, but that's not the point. The point is that Sausage Party is an R-rated animated feature, which is very, very rare in the Hollywood business. There's not many that I can think of off the top of my head that has been, you know, kind of like relevant, right, Mike? Can you think of any?
No, there's like probably under 10 total that if you do, you know, we've done some research and we only found a handful that we're even going to bring up today.
Right, exactly. But I guess it's worth mentioning because it did, in my opinion, it definitely overshot what the expectations were. I was just like, Sausage Party, I get it. It's Seth Rogen, you know, they have a following. But this is an R-rated animated film. Now, how many people are going to see this movie? And it actually made over, I think, what, $33 million opening weekend. In my opinion, I thought that was a lot higher than they were aiming for. I thought there was no way it was going to make even $20 million. So I was impressed by that.
Yeah, right now, so it was sitting at a budget of $19 million to make. And right now, as of today, it's sitting at $43 million domestic. It's already made more than double what it costs to produce.
That is impressive. And you know, I mean, like, it's important to kind of just, like, this is an animated film, and, you know, animation does cost a lot of money. Like, it's kind of funny because you look at, like, Disney films and Pixar films, and, like, they, obviously, they have a greater scale of production, but those movies take, I think upwards to, like, $100, $200 million to make.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's absolutely shocking that this movie only cost $19 million to make.
Which is probably another newsworthy item. Have you read about or heard about like the creator, the what do you call them, the animators working overtime and not getting paid for it?
Yeah, I did hear that. That just hit the wires yesterday, I think.
Right, so that's definitely a fascinating little side note to this conversation. But, okay, so our main question about this Sausage Party quote-unquote phenomenon is, do you think, Mike, that this R-rated animated feature thing, is Sausage Party going to, like, open the doors for other R-rated animated films, kind of the way, like, Gladiator opened up for, like, the epics and everything? Like, is this going to open up doors and avenues for more R-rated cartoons?
So, I think yes and no. So, thinking back to one or two of the other R-rated animated films that came out, so the big one that I think of is South Park. When that came out, that was one of the first R-rated animated films, and that one also doubled its production budget, but that was through its whole run in the theaters, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just their kind of provide some insight as to how successful this one is, Sausage Party is doing right now. But so that one, when you think about it, that didn't really open any doors for a lot of other R-rated animated films. What it did open a door for was for Matt Stone and Trey Parker to make another R-rated film, and they went and made Team America, just broke even after its production run.
Right.
So, yes, I think this movie will lead to another R-rated animated film, but probably only if Seth Rogen and those guys end up making it.
Now, do you think that Sausage Party made so much money because of Seth Rogen backing it, producing it, screenwriting it, and having all these lists of, you know, kind of like comedians voicing all these characters? Or do you think maybe there's this opportunity for animators to kind of take this opportunity to make more raunchy animated films without the backing of these possibly A-list actors?
You know, I think this movie kind of has a combination of the perfect storm. It's got, you know, great actors. It has had some awesome publicity. I mean, like, every time I've turned on the radio or the TV, I've seen an ad for it, which is, you know, kind of mind-blowing, seeing that it's an R-rated animated film.
Yeah.
And it's original content. You know, it's something that nowadays is, in my opinion, severely lacking. So it's something new, kind of attractive, people are drawn to it, and it's got some great names and talent to boast. So that's kind of why I think it's been so successful.
Well, that's interesting, because you mentioned, you touched upon South Park and Team America with the Matt and Trey combo. And yes, South Park was an already established cartoon when the film came out. And this is just, like you said, original. It's just a wacky, raunchy, R-rated, foul-mouthed animated film, and it's just like, it's so interesting how they went this route to tell this story when they could have done it different ways. That's kind of noteworthy to say. I don't know. I honestly want to see it. It's also interesting because it got good reviews. I think it's over 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. People seem to like it. Whoever has seen it, the critics say it's very funny. So, I mean, it's interesting because as we were talking about before, it was like rightfully so, and like we probably could have predicted this, but like every single studio that they went to with this idea, they were basically laughed at, and the door was just shut right in their face.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you imagine trying to pitch this movie to studio execs? I would be embarrassed just talking about it.
That is true, but they had this project. I even forget which production company decided to pick them up. But it wasn't a big company, right?
No, I'm going to look it up right now.
Okay, yeah.
You know, it is Sony Columbia, so...
Oh, okay. I thought it was even a smaller one for some reason. But yeah, you know, and we were also kind of discussing earlier about how this sort of ties into the movie Deadpool that came out earlier this year that made a ton of money. And Deadpool is, I don't know, is it the first or one of the first, like, R-rated Marvel or comic book or superhero type of movie? And again, I did not think it was going to be received well. I did not think it was going to make that much money. And it just, like, blew all of the expectations out of the water. And I was very impressed by that.
You know, there's kind of like this, I don't want to call it, like, a movement, but, like, I was thinking about, like, stand-up comedy right now. Some of the hottest stand-up comedians are the guys who are, like, very raunchy. Louis C.K., even Ricky Gervais is pretty raunchy. Some of these guys who are, like, really hot right now are kind of known for being foul-mouthed or, you know, talking about dirty stuff. And I think that some of these R-rated films are taking advantage of that and kind of following, I don't know, following that lead per se, but going along the same model of having this content that people like and are drawn to right now and is popular, but, you know, hasn't really been done before in film versions. So I think that's why those things, or one of the many reasons why they're so successful. The Deadpool had the advantage of being a comic book film, which also was very popular right now.
Right, and I think it, you know, what you touched upon before, that is probably the most fascinating thing about this whole thing, is that it's like, it's not, Sausage Party isn't like a sequel to something. It's not like a cartoon that we saw before. So it's kind of this original content, and we can even touch upon like the Cartoon Networks, like Adult Swim, because those are mature audience, you know, programming that has been around for a very long time. That's been around for years and years, maybe like decades. But it's different. It's so interesting because that's on TV. That's on like late at night, what, like 10, 11, 12 at night. And but to finally have like a big Hollywood film that's in theaters for everyone to see is remarkable, in my opinion.
No, I agree. But you know, the difference with most of the stuff on Adult Swim is the fact that some of that comedy is weird or out there, you know, and some of it prides itself on being so. It's trying to be really different or trying to kind of just break the stereotypical mold of what's considered funny. And so, I again, not having seen Sausage Party, but I suspect Sausage Party is kind of more your stereotypical things that are funny. It's taking a brand new, fresh idea, but adding their, you know, their probably typical comedy to it. Like, I'm sure there's, you know, tons of these foods probably getting high at some point in the film. You know, just the things that you've probably seen them do in their other movies, but they're bringing it into animated form as well.
Now I'm curious if there's any Seth Rogen film where there's not a moment where he gets high.
Yeah.
All right, any last words about this topic, Mike?
No, you know, I think it's interesting. I'm kind of curious to see how far this movie goes and how much money it actually makes. You know, like we said earlier, it's already doubled its production budget, which is incredible for any movie, let alone an animated film, or let alone a rated R animated film. So I'm kind of curious to see how high it gets, and I feel like the word of mouth is only spreading more now because it's making so much money. So I anticipate it to have a pretty strong run, but we'll see.
Right, and then like you said, the production value it being small and it's being so successful, you know, in a business point of view, it kind of just like makes sense. Like, could we actually see a lot more studios taking this quote unquote risk and trying to, you know, jump on the success of Sausage Party and seeing if they can double their profits as well? You know, do you see that coming in the near future? Do you see, like, maybe in the next 5 years, do you see 5 R-rated animated movies?
I see one, and I see it failing, because then it'll just seem like they're trying to repeat, and I don't think that's going to go over well with audiences.
That's true. But, you know, I mean, I agree with you. I don't think this is going to go anywhere. But we shall see. Maybe we're witnessing the new, you know, age of R-rated animated films. I don't know.
Anything's possible. We'll have to see, and you'll have to see when you listen in next time to us on the Popcorn and Pop Culture Podcast.
That's right. See you next time.